When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Ah, can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
And right now, I'm looking at the roster, not knowing if somebody's going to step up.
You know, the thing about Kuminga that's such a shame is now you're in a position with Kuminga after 4 years where he's got an uncertain future. And, like, I do blame the organization for this. And you drafted an 18-year-old. Are you really telling me you're going to put in 4 years of work with a flat-out project when he got drafted? A flat-out project. You're going to do the work for 4 years with this guy.
Wow.
Knowing damn well he's still only 22, but we don't, like, the idea of, well, when I keep saying, you know, he could be really good at 26, that's not good enough. Like, that's a fundamental issue that you got to deal with. Then you got to either move him or you've got to say, no, we still believe in Jonathan Kuminga, and we know at 26, he's going to be a hell of a player. And you know what? With or without Steph Curry, we can't give this guy up because he represents some hope for the future after Steph Curry. Like,
that's a wild.
My point is, when you put the onus on everything for Steph, I think you're setting yourself up to fail, because what you're asking to happen is a long shot. 888-957-9570 is the number. Let's go real quick to Marcus in Pacifica.
Mark,
what's up, Marcus?
Good morning, gents. I just wanted to jump in to answer the question. The current roster, I do not believe, is a 50-win team. Early success, I think, was attributed to the fact that, you know, Draymond and Steph were able to really play at a certain level. As the season is going on, we're starting to see that, you know, the 30-minute mark that Kerr had set for them, I think they might even have to pull that back a little. And with that being said, there's not the guys on the roster that are going to be able to step up. Buddy Hield has been Buddy Hield. He had a good run there for a minute, but he's starting to slow down. Defenses have adjusted. Pods is going to still be Pods. He's not that guy that can really hit those open shots. And I would hope that the Warriors have set a standard as far as what their threshold is. And looking at their 22 roster when they won the championship, you know, we've replaced solid superstars in Klay Thompson, Jordan Poole. Wiggins that year played like Wiggins has never played ever in his career, and he hasn't played like that again. Mm. You know, guys like Bielitsa, Otto Porter Jr. I mean, they're just guys that were able to fill in. Juan Toscano-Anderson. You know, they just don't have those guys. Lindy Waters is not that guy.
Right.
Nice guy. You know, you root for him, but they just don't have those people on the roster. They're going to have to make a move. I don't know if Brandon Ingram or Vucevic, if there's any legitimacy to even try and get these guys. But if they're serious about winning, they're going to have to make a move, and they need a consistent second scorer that can step in and be the number one on nights as well.
Man. That's something I agree with, man. Too. And I think when you say they need a one, it's a real buzzword. Because, it sounds like an insult to Steph Curry. But I like the way that he said it was, some nights you're going to need a player who's got to be the one.
Yeah.
Those guys, man, they just don't grow on trees.
But you think you have two of them. I'm keeping it real. And we've seen it in the first and second, third quarters, and sometimes at the end of games. I just feel like Kuminga or Wiggins could be that guy. And you're probably going to say, Guru, when are you going to stop saying it? And I'm going to, when the plug's pulled. But well, I don't think I'm saying it. Every game that the Warriors run out that tandem or this team, they're hoping for it too.
Why don't we have the discussion this way? Because I think this is more fair. Okay, I'll meet you halfway. I think Kuminga can be that guy too. But not now. He's not ready for that role right now.
Oh, man.
And Wiggins is Wiggins. So, like, if I'm not under the illusion that either one of those guys this year is going to be the guy we're talking about.
And that's why I want
to. I have to go on the past.
I got you. And I'm going to say this. You talked about, to the caller's point, that Kuminga, are you really going to invest 4 years and say bye-bye?
Yeah.
Well, Steiny, it could really be 3.5. And if you allow me to introduce my scoreboard on the Kuminga front, the fact that they said pause on the new contract for whatever reason, that leads me to believe the scoreboard's reading he might be somewhere else more than brought back.
It's possible. It's possible.
And that 4 might be 3.5 if you pull a trade off that includes him.
It's possible. It's possible. So what do you do?
This is
Warrior
man.
Fans. And again, the question is, do you think this is a 50-win team? Because Steve Kerr came on these airwaves yesterday and said, hey, who is this team? What is this team? He said, we're a good team. We're 12-8. That's 50 wins. Essentially, it is. And we're going through a rough patch here. We're not making shots. We still have the 4th best defense in the league. That surprises me, but I don't pretend to look at defensive stats every single night. I wouldn't have thought they're the 4th best defensive team, but if that's their ranking, that's their ranking. And then they can pinpoint more of the issues on offense. But the other thing is, when you talk about we're not making threes, well, how good a 3-point shooting team is this really? I mean,
it wasn't a good one last year.
Right, and they went out and got Buddy Hield, and even though he's struggling, he's still probably shooting over 40 from three. Steph's still shooting over 40 from three. Draymond's over 40 from three.
Wiggins
is up in the high 30s. So maybe they are a better 3-point shooting team than they've shown the last half dozen or so games. I don't know what the answer
when
is.
When you describe it like that, Stoney, I feel like, you know what, it's there. It's just now it's got to pop.
Okay,
and maybe it popped early, and now it's fizzling, but, you know, it's got to pop. Put the popcorn back in the microwave.
And I guess what I'm saying is, what's there? What does that mean? You know, if you, like you saying,
firepower.
Okay, but
offensive.
But what is the result? Like, how good are you then if everybody's there and they do their jobs?
Their record where they got off to 10-2. Then when it's not there, and that's what's concerning me, even against the likes of Brooklyn at home, where the faucet in regard to your offense just stops, the water's cut off, I'm starting to believe, like, it's Jekyll and Hyde. Which one are they?
Yeah, and that's why.
I get Kerr saying we're a good team, and he's right now, but, man.
And that's why I've got my big picture is kind of what I ended yesterday's show with when we were talking about, well, what should you do? Who should go? Who should stay? Do you sit tight? Do you not? I got to see more. I've got to see them play at least 15 more games, and I've got to see what Draymond and Steph do in the next month or so with their age and their injuries. Because right now, I don't even know what does this team need, if it even needs something.
And score, size.
Well,
a shot creator. That's at the top of my list.
All right, and let's say you need all three of those things in a big way. Well, who are we kidding? Like, who are we kidding then? Mm. We need a big guy.
Oh,
we need a number two scorer, and we need, what was the third one?
Size.
Yeah.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop up to 45% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee during the Blinds.com year-end blowout. Up to 45% off now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Well, you said big guy, but
yeah. I don't know.
I pat myself on the back for my analogy game sometimes, Donnie, but honestly, and I used this a couple of days ago, and I'm going to double back and do it again. I just need a letter grade, and it's okay if you give me an F on using my situation here at the station. I won the contest and had to prove my worth, and it took years. They didn't just put me in drive time the morning or the evening. They didn't, because they had talent greater than myself, and I had to prove myself. I bring that up because Pods was able to come in, nothing against him, and have an impact. Lindy Waters III was your starting point guard for a few games by necessity, and I think that's an indictment on the roster. Is that fair or foul that guys, Lindy Waters' name could have been Earl Brown. The fact that they needed you and inserted you into a lineup that normally it should have been too thick for you to crack, is that valid or an indictment on the roster construction that guys could get it that quick, the opportunity?
It shows you where they are. It shows you where they are. It's like if you would have, yeah, okay, they put you on Sunday nights. Well, maybe because you won a contest for a national radio show. I mean, if you would have gone maybe to Dubuque or Des Moines, you would have gotten drive time.
I got you.
And Brandon Pajemski didn't get drafted by WFAN or WIP in Philly. He got drafted by a station in...
No.
I would say a station in Indianapolis.
But they still had heavyweights like Walter Cronkite, Steph Curry, Draymond Green.
But they were,
Gary Radney. You know, they had you're around champions.
That doesn't guarantee you anything to be around champions.
Well, and he sees the moment because I feel like nobody else did.
I mean, I'm not going to argue with you that, yeah, Wiseman got drafted and Kuminga got drafted onto a team that was committed to winning a championship. They're not now. Like, that's the other thing. Yeah. Like, why are we saying they can make a run and they're a championship-type team and they're a 50-win team if we don't think Pods is that great and we don't think Kuminga can take the next step anytime soon? Like, I'm telling you right now, would you really trade Jonathan Kuminga because... You can't wait 3 years for him to reach his potential.
Hell yes.
And that's where I question the philosophy of making those moves all for Steph Curry when you're still trying to thread a needle that is so narrow as to be maybe unrealistic. That's just me. 888-957-9570 is the number. Coming up at noon, we got Ted Wynn of The Athletic. We'll get into Niners talk. But first, We're getting into the Golden State Warriors. They've lost five in a row, and they got a back-to-back against Houston and Minnesota at Chase Center tonight and tomorrow.
All right, guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. And if you're betting college football bowl games, and that can be a dicey endeavor, we're the podcast for you. We're releasing breakdowns for every matchup with new episodes dropping almost every day. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.